How is the structure of Danielle Goldfrage's kidney endoscopy report on Caprice Winters, date of birth 4/21/1992, date of procedure March 22, 2024, physician is Dr. Danielle Goldfrage, your referring physician is Dr. Lydia Sanchez. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold scanner palatectomy, common cold biopsy, palatectomy, and cold biopsies. Description, procedure, form, consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, or the possibility of missing lesions, such as among two outsides of patient. Patient was brought back to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care, period, or will lubricate a lymphocytic vesicle, was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex to the stand of the cardioperiod, or resection from the stem before withdrawal to scope, period. Patient's been turned around in left lateral position, the direct exam is run, period, or will lubricate a lymphocytic vesicle, induced to interact in advance in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and complements of the Fultz period. The terminal lamb is intubated and value period. Careful examination made of the cecum and the cecal valve. Ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, retroflex view is obtained at the rectum period. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis unremarkable. Next line, the Z line is circled at 37 centimeters from the blood. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema noted in the instrument body. Clinical biopsies are obtained for histology and to relate H. pylori. Next line, the duodenal bulb appeared unremarkable. Comma, there was the proximal duodenal bulb appeared unremarkable. Next line, the distal duodenal bulb. In the distal duodenal bulb, in the junction between the bulb and the sweep, comma, there was evidence of some abnormal mucosa, comma, question mark, peptic duodenitis versus polyp. This appeared lobulated and was patchy. Biopsies were obtained for histology and further evaluation. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained in D2 to rule out celiac disease. Next line, ampulopericum unremarkable. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum overall appeared healthy. Biopsies were obtained to rule out underlying pathology. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile. Colon polyp removal, cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp removal, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was a diverticula in the right colon. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, if the abnormal mucosa at the distal duodenal bulb shows evidence of polyp, will need repeat endoscopy. Follow-up pathology from the abnormal mucosa of the distal duodenal bulb. Pending findings may need repeat endoscopy. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, will need pill cam evaluation on follow-up. Next line, patient does note a history of metomenorrhagia. Next line. Thank you.